This is the National Daily.
Welcome to October 19th, 2020 on the National Day calendar. Today we celebrate the classically smooth and delicious. More after the break.
Things that are soft. Clouds, puppies, pillows, hand sanitizer. No, really. SafPower hand sanitizer cream is made with cold-pressed safflower oil. SafPower moisturizes and rejuvenates your skin while also protecting you from harmful germs. For more on the difference you can feel, visit SafPower.com.
If you're tuned into the foodie world at all, then you will appreciate the term mouthfeel. That's anything that pleases the mouth beyond merely the taste buds. And today we are celebrating something I find truly special, seafood bisque. This rich, creamy, mouth-pleasing soup has been around for centuries and probably originated in France in the Bay of Biscay, where seafood was plentiful. But that's not exactly how bisque got its name. For that, we take a clue from how it's cooked. First, the seafood shells are sauteed with onions, celery, and carrots, then simmered in wine or broth with aromatic herbs. This makes it bisque for twice-cooked flavor, and by the time the seafood and cream are added, an unparalleled flavor has developed. On National Seafood Bisque Day, make your mouth happy with this classic seafood concoction.
The British Empire spanned the globe in the mid-1800s, and one of its most valuable colonies was in India. England was able to conquer so much of the world because of its powerful army and navy. But one thing its military couldn't fight was malaria. The disease had long been eradicated in Europe, but in India's tropical climate, malaria was still a concern. The Brits stationed in India learned that quinine powder could help treat and prevent the disease. However, the taste was so bitter that no one wanted to take it. Then someone had the idea to mix it with soda water and sugar to make it more palatable, creating what became known as tonic water. Soon colonists began mixing this tonic with a British favorite, gin, and the famous cocktail was born. On International Gin and Tonic Day, enjoy a classic libation that still goes down as smooth as British ingenuity.
Wow, this whole day makes my mouth happy.
They should call it Anna DeVere Day.
Hey, I'm Anna DeVere.
And I'm Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.